Good morning, Steve and Ted in the morning now, 6:47 here on a Thursday morning. Three big things. Day 9 of local stay-home orders. Sedgwick County virus cases at 64, 501 across Kansas. Wichita City Council issues temporary ban on playgrounds and public restrooms. More states taking tougher action as the pandemic numbers rise. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Not much change in traffic out there this morning from what we were seeing yesterday. Traffic volume still fairly light in the Wichita area. Not seeing any big traffic slowdowns at the moment, or really any areas of traffic that's all that heavy out there. And the gasoline prices here in Wichita, that low end, still around $1.54 a gallon. I did spot a little bit better at 21st and 127th Street East, $1.53 a gallon there. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Mostly cloudy and breezy with a 30% chance for rain today at a high of 70 degrees. Yesterday's high, 73. 50% chance for rain tonight. The overnight low, 37. Friday, mostly cloudy and cooler with a 40% chance for rain. Tomorrow's high, 45. So it's going to cool off quite a bit. Right now, partly cloudy, southeast wind gusting to 23 miles per hour. And 57 degrees. 6:49, Steve and Ted, another down day on Wall Street Wednesday.
Broad sell-off at the start of the new month and quarter. The Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 ending near session lows, all losing 4.4%. Investors fearing the coronavirus will shut the economy longer than expected, keeping consumers at home. Auto sales plummeting in March. General Motors reporting a 7% decline in first quarter sales. Nissan, a 30% drop. Macy's got kicked out of the S&P 500, Home Depot closing more stores early. But as people shop for essentials, Walmart is hiring at a rate of about 5,000 people a day. In New York, I'm Lauren Simonetti, Fox News.
6:49 now, make it 6:50, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. You hear that, Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker?
Yo.
Walmart is hiring by the thousands.
Well, they need people to stock all those shelves all night when all the toilet paper gets sold out so fast.
There's probably somebody who's in charge of toilet paper, and that's the only job they have.
Yes, yes, toilet paper technician.
Probably has three supervisors as well.
Yeah, a wiper.
Okay.
All right. As far as the inventory. I'm sorry. I thought
applying it. Prenups. I'm not sure what a prenup is. I think it's a prenuptial agreement.
Yes.
But Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker, here to explain
Good shift of conversation.
Really.
I think that most people know about prenuptial agreements. You know, after hearing snippets about a bad celebrity divorce or maybe from People magazine or something, we often view prenups as a tool for the rich and the famous to protect their massive assets. However, anyone who seeks to protect anything of value should explore how these agreements could benefit both partners. A friend inherited a third-generation family lake house. She married, and they used the home for more than a decade, then divorced. The vacation home had become a marital asset because she commingled monies used to improve and maintain the house. Now, the woman had to find resources to buy her ex out of the home to keep it. A prenup would have protected that asset from divorce. Weddings are often stressful. They're as stressful as they are joyful. If you're considering marriage, look into the prenuptial agreement very early. The last thing you want to do is flare tempers just before the big day. Begin a process a good 6 months before the ceremony. You might consider bringing it up even earlier in the relationship when your dating looks like it might get serious. If you think that will offend, well, breach the subject of the marriage with a counselor before that wedding happens. So if you believe the divorce statistics that are bandied about, there's a 50% chance that your marriage will be successful. Well, there's nothing wrong with talking about the what-ifs of a failed marriage. If it can help, with how you communicate to avoid the outcome, and a prenup can relieve much of the stress of a divorce by having expectations clearly spelled out. Now, don't base financial moves in your marriage upon the potential that you're going to have a divorce. A prenuptial will help remove that pressure if it's all spelled out in advance. Spouses won't always be looking over their shoulders before they make an investment. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call, number 634-2222.
A couple of real observations. If you don't mind.
Sure. Gosh.
I was not in this business. I was in another business for a while, for a couple of years, and we did a business with a guy who, I'm not going to say his name, but a guy who did weather, national weather, and
gotcha.
We were signing him up to agree to the weather on this network of mine.
Right.
And he basically said, okay, when do we start? And he said, we don't do anything till we get it in writing.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
And you probably know who the guy is.
I do know who the guy is.
And
yeah.
He did not. And I thought, boy, he's kind of being a butt, isn't he? But that was smart.
Yeah,
that's
it is.
That's a smart business.
Well, it draws clear lines.
Because everybody knows, yeah.
Yeah, it's a tough one to bring up,
mm-hmm.
but you've got to be delicate. I mean, you start the conversation early on when you think that maybe something's happening, especially if it's a second marriage.
Yeah.
You know, a second marriage, you may have your own kids, or she may have hers, or he may have his, or whatever, and you're going to want your line of succession to go via your bloodline, not necessarily to some strange person's
I think it's
kids.
A great idea. I'll tell you, Shelley and I, when we were going to get married, 50 years ago, I didn't know what a prenup, nobody had a prenup.
Right,
I didn't
right.
know what it was. We just said, okay, we're in this together, sink or swim.
Right.
Everything is yours is mine, and vice versa. And so far,
right.
it's worked out pretty good, at least for the first 49 years. I don't know what's going to happen the rest of the day.
Well, yeah, you never know, you know.
The funny thing is that Ted and I, in this relationship, have never had anything in writing.
Nothing.
Well,
nothing
you share no assets.
Well, that's true. There was
just our huge egos and personalities.
Yeah, I did notice.
That's our assets.
Who brought in the ho-hos the other day?
I don't know. Hand me some sanitizer, though. I'm going to sanitize while you guys. Well, go
did I say something that made you want to sanitize?
Talk among yourselves.
Okay.
Yeah. Everything you say makes me want to sanitize.
Anyway. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
Prenups. Okay. Let's see. Okay, today is National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day.
That's good. That's a good day.
Here's a good one.
Talk about a staple.
Average American will have eaten over 2,000 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches by the time they graduate from high school.
No,
I think I had eaten maybe two.
Really?
Yeah. Not a big deal for me.
Now, peanut butter and jelly, or just
peanut butter and jelly? Yeah.
Okay.
Peanut butter was considered a delicacy in the early 1900s and was only served in New York's finest tea rooms at that time. But now, peanut butter and jelly. And by the way, the sanitizer. Ted and I take a break every now and then. If you want to do, if you're at home,
can I do a sandwich?
You can do a sandwich.
Yeah.
Please
get in on this.
Well, you know, peanut butter.
Put some on your hair too.
See, Don's a one squirt guy, just like me.
Is that all it takes?
He does three or four.
Well, yeah, because he likes to use it up. You know, and it's very rare right now. But
like I
but
said,
you know, I never was that much of a peanut butter and jelly guy. I like peanut butter. And
I'm with you, Don.
Yeah, and I've got a really, really weird one. A piece of toast with a lot of butter, real butter
right,
on it.
Right, right.
Peanut butter, pickles, and lettuce.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my.
It's tasty. Give it a shot.
Someone.
The combination of the butter and the pickles and the lettuce.
Only
you know,
someone from California would do
that. That has nothing to do with California.
Yes, it does. All right. All right, thanks, gents.
All those Californians eat that, I tell
you.
I tell you what,
at my daughter's house, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, that's sometimes supper. They love it over there.
Yeah,
peanut butter and jelly.
Mm. Good nutrition.
All right, guys, come up at 7 o'clock this morning. All the news with Steve and Ted. Pandemic numbers still rising. We've got the story. That's on the way, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.